have decided to change the name from Radio 252 to Merseyland Alternative Radio. And I spent quite a long time thinking about that name. I spent hours thinking about it. First of all, I felt, well, if I just used the name that I used in 1972 of Radio Merseyland, well, I felt that it would sound a bit similar to that thing on 202 meters, namely Radio Merseyside. There's only side and land, so there's not really a great deal of difference in it, is there really? So I decided not to use the name Radio Merseyland again, and I decided that Merseyland Alternative Radio would sound a fairly good name. So that was the name I adapted. And originally, Merseyland Alternative Radio started on 252 meters in the medium wave band. But since I was using an extremely powerful transmitter, I decided that I didn't want to take the risk of, I didn't want to interfere with Radio 3 on 247 meters, because 252 was rather near to that. So therefore I made the decision to move Merseyland Alternative Radio to 266 meters, 1125 kilohertz, and I spent quite a lot of time sorting out a channel there and making a final decision on which channel Merseyland Alternative Radio was to operate on. So, in about November 1979, it was about November I think, or early December, I can't quite remember now, Merseyland Alternative Radio moved, and I was one of the main ones when it moved. I was actually on it, and Paul Jackie was on it as well, when it moved to 266 meters in the medium wave band. Anyway, in the meantime, of course, there'd been a lot of hassle, a lot of arguments between me and John Dwyer. None of this sort of showed on the air. The only way it actually showed on the air is that I was making these slanted remarks and slanted jokes at them, and they were making a lot of slanted jokes at me and remarks at me. But deep down behind it all, it was all this dislike for each other and arguments going on all the time. And the main thing, reason that I couldn't get on with John Dwyer is because he was so unreliable, totally unreliable, and he'd tell so many lies, and he'd be so sly, he'd do so many things behind me back without consulting me or telling me about them. And anyway, I got up to that point. I think I'm reasonably up to about the 1st of January 1980, which is when I made a closing down broadcast, and I'll come to that after this record, which is by the Seekers. I'll Never Find Another You from 1965, this is by the Seekers.
I still need you there beside me.
3 now on this Sunday afternoon on Merseyside Music Radio, your new local pilot radio station broadcasting to Merseyside and the surrounding areas. And as you may remember, I got up to the point of the 1st of January 1980, and this is when I closed Merseyland, and a lot of listeners who listened to Merseyland Alternative Radio at that time will remember me making the closing down broadcast on Merseyland Alternative Radio, because, well, the reasons were that there was all this trouble and arguments with John Dwyer. He was so totally unreliable, he was telling lies all the time, he was doing things behind me back all the time, and I just couldn't get on with him, and he was supposed to be paying me something out of the advertising money he was collecting, and I had no idea how much he was pocketing. He would keep it all totally secret, he wouldn't tell anybody, and he was pocketing all this money from the adverts. I was supposed to have a cut out of it, but after time it wasn't delivered, and there was arguments going on over that all the time, and he was totally unreliable, and the fact that I was just getting messed about and getting used by John Dwyer. And he's really a horrible type of creature, really, because he seems to have this way of using people and messing people about. But there was one thing, there was one reason, this is the reason he's probably succeeded in continuing Merseyland Alternative Radio now, is that when an argument would take place, he would almost never answer me back. He would never argue with me, he would just sort of take it all in, and he wouldn't really sort of argue much, because if he did have the nerve to answer me back, I would have probably finished Merseyland Alternative Radio while it was a baby, which I should have done, and I'm really sort of, I tend to regret now that I didn't go through with my close. Well, I did in fact close it down, but as a lot of our listeners will gather later on, I went back on my decision and brought it back on the air. And I regret now that I made that decision to bring it back, because unfortunately now, of course, John Dwyer has got another transmitter and other locations, and these sort of pinched the station, stolen it. I seen this coming, and that was my reason for closing it down. I thought something like that would happen, because I could weigh him up and I knew what he was like. So anyway, he pinched it, him and Mike Stand and one or two others pinched it, and that was that. I mean, I could turn around to them and say, now, well, I want the wavelength back, and I want the name back. But they would just say no, and of course there would be a lot of trouble, and I would have to use force, such as jamming them or blocking them or broadcasting over them. And of course if that happens, well, there's obviously possibilities of violence or whatever, you know, because they could be, I suppose, violent characters. Especially Mike Stand, he's definitely a bit of a yobbo, a bit of a violent type of person. Anyway, I've filled you in just a little bit more on some of the details. So what I'm going to do now, got the next record lined up, and this is the Turtles, Happy Together, from 1967.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, and ease my mind, imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. How they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together, so happy together. How is the weather? So happy together, we're happy together.
Just gone 20 to 3 now, and this is Merseyside Music Radio, and I'm Bert Williams on this new station that we've just started up here. Anyway, coming back to the documentary I was doing on that other thing with the band on 266 meters, Merseyland Alternative Radio. Anyway, the thing about it is, about Merseyland Alternative Radio, I got up to the point where I told you that the situation got very bad, and that after closing Merseyland Alternative Radio down, I brought it back on. Anyway, the arguments and trouble went on just as before. It made very little difference, the fact that I'd closed it down and I'd been good enough, and I'd done it for the... Basically, when I brought Merseyland Alternative Radio back on, I'd done it for the benefit of you, the listeners, because I felt, well, it was a bit unfair to deprive all the listeners of it just because of a dispute between me and the others. So I brought it back onto that for that reason, but of course I do, in fact, now regret it, because it's all been pinched off me by John Dwyer and that other yobbo, Mike Stand. Anyway, what's happened then? Things more or less went on with the usual internal disputes up till about April, early April, and there was a significant development, because in early April I happened to have the transmitter, the Merseyland Alternative Radio transmitter, which is my property, back at my place doing some servicing on it and tests on it and making sure that it was all functioning properly and it maintained its very good standard of quality, which I like to have on transmissions. Anyway, while I was testing it out, I was monitoring it on my communications receiver, and I heard another station coming through in the background, so I thought to myself, what on earth is this? So I switched my transmitter off, and there it was. There was another station coming through, quite strong and quite loud. I thought, well, this can't be just somebody playing about, because it's too strong for that. And what I meant by playing about is some radio ham or enthusiast playing around with a transmitter, because it was far too strong. So I went out and I took some directions on it, and it was coming from the Merseyland Alternative Radio location where I'd just taken my transmitter from to service it. And I went round there, and in the end, I knocked there and there was no answer. And in the end, it turned out that it was Rick Dane from Radio Jackie testing one of his transmitters out there on 266 meters. And it had all been done behind my back, and that was the first that I'd ever known about it, basically. That was the first that I knew. In other words, the transmitter and everything had all sort of been got behind my back. And that was that, and there was quite a big argument over it. A lot of arguing and a lot of emotions sort of fraying and so on, especially on my part. Anyway, I decided not to do any further shows on Merseyland Alternative Radio, because I could see the crunch coming where the final breakup would take place, and this did in fact happen. This happened in early June of this year when the final breakup took place, and I withdrew my transmitting facilities. But I stopped doing the Bert Williams show deliberately in April this year, because I felt I didn't want to be on a station which I was tending to lose control over, and which was liable to be taken over at any given time. Anyway, what happened was that John Dwyer basically approached this fella. Well, he got another transmitter, not a very good one, off that fella who runs Radio Jackie. And also the fella who runs Radio Jackie, that's Rick Dane, put John Dwyer in contact with the Radio Jackie South operators in London, and enabled him to get a rather tatty transmitter from down there. And as most of the Merseyland Alternative, most of you Merseyland Alternative Radio listeners will have noticed, if you're listening to this station at the present time, you will have noticed that the quality on Merseyland Alternative Radio rapidly deteriorated as soon as I withdrew my transmitter. And John Dwyer came on with his this other one that he got. You will have noticed that the quality deteriorated. It was, well, it's more or less like a tin can station. There's no bass or treble in it. It's very distorted. It is. So, what happened anyway? In early June this year, there was a big argument and a big breakup took place. And I told John Dwyer that I didn't agree to him using 266 meters or the Merseyland Alternative Radio name, because these were both things that I'd came up with and invented, and the station was really my property. But of course John Dwyer got his own locations through the others, through the other DJs, and through manipulating people like he usually does. And, well, that's the way it worked. And he got this other transmitter, and he took over. I told him I objected to him, using 266 meters and using that name, but they wouldn't drop it, so I didn't really have much alternative. The only alternative that I had, really, was to try and force them, such as jamming or something like that, but that's got the snag that, well, there may be violence involved over it. And there was, in fact, a rather violent incident between me and Mike Stand, where Mike Stand approached me and started pushing me with probably the view of, well, he was in a bit of a narc, really. And, well, I didn't really react much because I wanted to try and avoid getting involved in violence. But anyway, one thing I've decided in my own mind, if it ever happens again, I'm going to get in there right away without any sort of hesitation, because I felt so angry after it that I actually went back to his place. Well, that's when it started, when I went around to his place to see him regarding something. I actually went back there with a friend of mine, because he came with me to see that if a fight took place it was fair. But we didn't get any answer. Anyway, we've got Rod Stewart now, a record by Rod Stewart, and this is Sailing from 1976, I think it is.
I am flying, I am
3:05 now, and I've got a record on now I'm playing for John Dwyer. That's John Dwyer for you. This is John Dwyer, and I'm playing this one specially for John Dwyer.
I don't want to go to work. So keep buying all our records, then we won't clock in again.
That's a record there for John Dwyer. He doesn't want to go to work on his bike in the rain, so all you got to do is keep all your advertisers there to advertise on Maryland Alternative Radio. All you got to do is keep advertising on the station, and you won't have to go to work on his bike in the rain anymore. That's the sort of message behind the record. All you have to do is keep advertising, and John Dwyer won't have to go to work on his bike in the rain.
I don't want to go to work on me bike in the rain. Bike in the rain. So keep buying all our records, then we won't clock in again.
Well, as I said, I more or less come up to the point of where the break took place. Coming back to the Mike Stan bit, what actually happened was I went around to his house where he lives. He lives with some other fella to discuss the, well, the dispute that had taken place, the actual breakup. And of course he went sort of berserk and he started pushing me. Well, what I should have done really was to get in there right away with me fist. But unfortunately, I tried to hold back because I didn't really want to sort of, I wanted to try and avoid, if possible, getting involved in violence. The other thing was, you see, when I went there, I went round there on my own. And I know that he lives with a great big fella, well, a rather big fella. And I felt, well, that if I'd have got into him, well, the situation, the fight might have been rather unfair. So that was another reason for me basically holding back. As far as Mike Stan goes, but I did go back later with a mate of mine, and, well, we didn't get any answer, and we didn't. Anyway, a record now by Neil Diamond, and this is Song Song Blue from 1972.
Subject to the blues now and then. started feeling good. You simply got no choice.
It's 3 o'clock now on this Sunday afternoon on Merseyside Music Radio, your new local pirate radio station, broadcasting to Merseyside and the North West. And we're coming your way on 259 metres, 1170 kilohertz in the medium wave band. And I was more or less coming towards the end of this little documentary I was doing about the birth of MAR and the birth of various other stations over the past few years. And as I said, the actual breakup came in early June this year as a result of various things. What happened, the hate between me, Mike Stand and John Dwyer and the little Spaniard, Dave Simpson, got so great that things just got to breaking point. You know, we really sort of got that way, we really sort of hated each other. Because of various reasons, it just sort of grew and grew and grew, the hatred did, until it all sort of came to an end. And, well, that's just the way it worked out, really. So, that was the more or less the end of my involvement in Merseyland Alternative Radio in early June this year. And, of course, they carried on with this tatty transmitter that you got from down